You gotta make the introduction.
Hi.
Continue.
Continue? Fuck you. I'm Alex. This is...
What is the title?
Oh, right.
You're so baked.
So are you, bitch.
I'm actually very lucid. Just go. Come on.
Okay. This is... what did you call it? Go ahead.
Twisted Songbird. Fucking... Yo.
All right. I just wanted him to say it. Go ahead.
Yes. So this is the podcast, and I'm making chicken nuggets now. What are we talking about?
I don't know. What's the topic today?
The topic for today is how to cope with stress.
Okay. So how do we do that?
Don't work. Quit
okay.
your job.
Okay.
Step one.
Okay.
Step one to coping with stress. Mm-hmm. Do not work.
Right. What's step two?
Because the other option is you can work. You can take shit from your boss, you do all these things, you know, fucking they tell you to do this, do that, do this, do that, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You tell them no.
Hmm.
You look them in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You go in their office.
Right.
You tell them no, bitch. I'm just fucking like you. Mentally, physically, in all possible ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start telling you, yo, you gotta do this, 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 that, and the third. You tell them no, 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 three times. That's what you have to do. That's the first step. And then they tell you no, and you tell them yes. No, yes, no, yes, no. They're just going to stop talking to you. Because you will already have frustrated them so much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you already get what you want,
yes.
How you want it, with the hours, when they come at you and they give you an offer, you go no. No. But you really secretly want it. But you tell them no, bitch. I don't want it now. And they will get it. So then they'll come over to you. They'll go, oh, you know, you should give me. And then you go... I want it like this with your offer.
Hmm.
These are all healthy steps. First step to coping with stress, fix your job.
Okay.
Or quit. Two options. So you have to be the job fixer of your own job. If you have to make up things like you will go to school, like you, your grandma's not doing well,
mm-hmm.
Your unicorn's lost, any of these fucking things, okay. You make that shit up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because you're in a state of fixing your job. The state of fixing job is first and foremost most important to you. So the lying is a white lie because you're helping yourself when in essence, they're using you as well. So it's a give take without the brainwashing.
Okay.
They give you and you take. You do not do what they do without the taking. Like they tell you it's your break. Yo, can you fucking do some shit? And you tell them, no, I'm not doing some shit. Because I'm on my break. And the management comes over and goes, yo, you know, you're looking bad, kind of. I'm like, I don't care how kind of bad I'm looking. I'm not doing it. Definitely. Not kind of.
Mm-hmm.
These are all healthy steps of telling them no. Because this goes deeper, Alex.
Right, okay.
To another thing, but we're not doing that.
Okay.
We're not.
What are we doing?
We're talking about the philosophy of no.
Okay.
So... that's the job thing, the fixing the job, but you still have to incorporate the philosophy of no.
Okay.
So look, you know, it's so easy in the job. Like, well, when fuckery comes over, fuckery goes, yeah.
You want to take me out?
And you go no to the fuckery. You go no.
Yeah.
And she goes, why? Because you've been bad.
Uh-huh.
I've done that.
Right.
So these are all steps that you say because you actually create the fact that you are no to management,
mm-hmm.
and you don't do fuckery with the other fuckers.
Gotcha.
So essentially, you're becoming a no there too.
Hmm.
Right. So it's already no step one, no step two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The no step three, because we're going to only do three.
Okay.
Because people can only... I think people can only... With the three and the zero, people can only concentrate for 30 fucking seconds.
Okay.
In the past, it used to be five. It's getting less, less, less. But people like me, who are no's, we know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we gotta keep saying no. So then you take the philosophy of the no with the fuckery and then the extra fuckery. The extra
the
fuckery.
Extra.
The extra fuckery. The extra fuckery is, hey, can you do blah-zy blah? Right? And you tell them, no, I don't get paid to do the blah-zy blah on top of what I make. If you start paying me for the fucking blah-zy blah, I'll do that shit.
Okay.
And then they're like, god damn.
Hmm.
They, and then you go over to them. This is like three with an asterisk. We'll call this.
Okay.
So it's like one, two, three, and three with an asterisk because I don't want to go past this.
Okay.
Because like I said, people can only concentrate for 30 seconds. Felipe, what the fuck are you doing? All right. So, well, no. first step to health. And it should be the underlying step if you never have a cat. But that's... And if you have a cat, you never know when you might need... Hey, you never know when you might need a scarf.
A scarf?
Scarf. Because cats, they're pointless other than if you want to use them for a scarf. But that's neither here nor there. Wow. So let's go
look,
back.
Look, here he comes.
Yeah, yeah. So he's just going to stay there now.
Okay.
So, because I need to focus. I can't focus on this.
Okay.
So three with an asterisk is you go to Magic and tell him, listen, so all this fuckery that I'm doing, I need money.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, you work professionally with all this. Mm-hmm. Just the key is trying to stress yourself out. That's the key. Don't stress yourself out. Because in essence, what you're doing with all these steps, you're stressing out. Mm-hmm. For the short term. So the long run will be stress free. Mm. So you stress it out for a little bit. Because if you're the stressor to the stressees,
yeah.
The stressee is not going to stress you out.
Hmm. Interesting.
You stress them, and then the stressee's like, yo, fuck, I'm gonna stress that one out. And then, because I'm just, you know, you just stand there and you're like, yeah, what's up, Stressy? And Stressy walks the other way. That's how to deal with Stressies. At work.
What about Depressies?
Yo, those you just stay away from. Yo, that toxicity, man. Mm-hmm. That toxicity, mm-hmm. Or toxicity, as we say.
Yeah.
That shit gets you down.
Yeah.
So when you see the Stressy, like, yo, and they're going to give you a high five, you missed a five. You just keep walking. Mm-hmm. Yo, whoop. So you're telling this the depressy, you're telling him, dude, like, I'm in this other state. You can't even reach it. Because you can't give him a high five. It processes mentally. He's like different. He's not, he can't. He's like, yo, this guy's in the fucking thing. I can't with my depressy and stressy behavior. So so all that shit, though, because there's depressive stressies.
Oh, yeah.
The stressy depressors.
Yes.
There's these motherfuckers there, basically. So you just have to circumnavigate. So sometimes what you do, or what I do, you know, who am I? That's the real question. I'm Roman.
Right.
That's it, Roman. That's it. Fucking came out of the closet. Was going to be twisted, though.
You keep saying Alex, so what's... I already said Roman like an hour ago. What do you mean?
This is fucked already.
No, it's not.
It is.
No,
it so isn't. Back to... See, you know what you are?
What?
You're depressive, stressy.
Yes, I am.
In the outside world.
Yeah.
You know? But those are the ones you keep. See, in the outside world, outside of the altered reality, which is work...
Yeah.
It is altered. It alters your reality. Uh-huh. So outside of that, you might want to be depressive, stressy. That's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. Pretty cool.
Okay.
So... aside from that, you go back to the work realm.
Yeah.
And in the work realm, you tell the fucking... the ultra-depressive stressies.
Yeah.
Those are like upper, you know?
Yeah, the upperclassmen, yeah.
Yeah, the upperclassmen. Mm-hmm. They're not the upperclassmen, you.
Yeah.
Upperclassmen, you.
You fucking... make your chicken nuggets, right?
You know what? I'm having... Yeah, hey.
Hey, hey. Hey, you.
Don't do that.
Don't do what?
I'm going to ruin the podcast.
I'm not ruining... Well, excuse you. Your mouth.
Yours. We're talking about things, Alex. Just you have to focus, okay?
I am focused.
You don't even know what's happening.
I do so. Challenge me. Want to challenge me, bitch?
Put me in my place. What the fuck is happening, man? All right, so you know what? Honestly, rule number ultra one: never have a depressive, stressy work with you on a podcast.
Oh, fuck you. Okay. All
right, but other than that, back to the fucking hell that is your job. One thing is, if you've ever watched the show Lucifer, it's a really good show.
Yes, I've seen it.
Yeah. The thing about that show is, Lucifer was based on a being that did wonderful things.
Right.
And his fucking, this guy was jealous. He's like, yo, you're fucking so cool. Fuck you, man. I'm not cool with you around. So that guy, they call him G-O-D.
Yeah.
God. That motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm jealous of you. Fucking Lucifer.
Yeah.
I'm jealous, man. You're so fucking cool. You're blonde with your wigs and you got this fucking shit that you do. And he's jealous. He's like, fuck you. And he puts him down. This motherfucker's like, yeah, well, fuck you too. I'm going to make some shit. I'm going to have some fucking cult followings. I'm going to have people like me. And then later on, when all this shit happens, there's a fucking kid that's born, right? Everybody knows his name. Roman. And he fucking deals with all the stressies and the stressors at the job, whatever the job is, which is hell in essence.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to circumnavigate all of that is become the Lucifer of your hell.
Okay.
The real thing is, not what would God do,
what
would the devil do?
Okay.
And that is the step to health. Clip.
Okay.